Madam Cynthia Nakoshilamte, who was approved by Parliament last week, took the oaths of office, secrecy and allegiance. With the swearing-in of the Deputy Special Prosecutor, President Akufo-Addo is now expected to present the list of the persons who will constitute the governing board of the office to the Council of State. The President acknowledged that the task ahead of the office of the Special Prosecutor is a difficult one, but said both persons appointed to head the office have all what it takes to carry out the mandate. The President said the Special Prosecutor and his deputy can count on the support of the executive to perform their duties effectively.
The Special Prosecutor has already been sworn into office. Now, with the swearing into office of his deputy, the office of Special Prosecutor is now complete. But the entire structure of the office is still not totally complete. With the swearing in today, we can now conclude the constitution of the governing board of the office. I am required to send the names of the members of the governing board to the Council of State for consultation. And once that process is over, and I'm expecting that it will be expeditious, then we can say that the office is now in full place so that we can begin its fight.
Madam Lamte thanked President Akufo-Addo for the confidence reposed in her.
I assure him and the people of Ghana that I will do my work diligently without fear or favor to make sure that the task that has been given to me is well done. I also pray and ask for God's wisdom and mercy that he will give me the strength and wisdom so that I'll be able to go through challenges that might come as a result of my work.
The swearing-in ceremony was witnessed by Special Prosecutor Martin Amidu and some relatives of Madam Lamte.
Right in Trauma's report.